Okay, you guys are here today, obviously, and it's still pretty darn hot in Vegas. Like, it's like unbelievably hot right this second.
Yeah.
But in most of the places in the country, it's cold right now. So I thought we should celebrate that we live in Las Vegas and play in the pool today. So before we go in the pool, though, I got some outfits for you. I'll get the outfits, let you guys change into that, and then we'll start the little scenario I got planned after that. Why don't you take your glasses off for a second? We gotta see your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Because it's bright outside.
I know, but you know, you're the pretty boy, so we gotta see what you look
like.
What
are you trying to say? I'm ugly?
No, he's prettier, though. Sorry. Okay, so I'll go get the outfits, and we'll come back after that. So you guys got your little tiny banana hammocks on. Put your knee down. We gotta check out here. See, you're amply filled out, and PD's balls were a little too big to fit in there. So anyway, so what I figured for today was that since Tom is very like beautiful and pretty, and he knows it, you know, and since throughout the history, you know, beauty has been revered and everything, that I figured today Tom would be like the god. And then you would be his little servant. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna mist him and feed him strawberries and grapes. So I'll go get the tray and be right back. Yeah, so get down on your knees and like, you know, like.
Already? Like,
you're supposed to be bowing because he's the god, remember? You gotta be like.
But he's gotta be above.
No, yes, his hand has to be above.
Ah, right.
But he needs to be below.
It's not that cold. It's okay. I like how you didn't jump right, so. Well done.
You good?
Did you give him strawberry too? Since now my little story is, since you were such a good servant, he was gonna make it rain honey all over you.
Honey?
Yeah.
You are aware of the fact that we have like African killer bees here, right?
Yeah, I know. See, look, there's some flying on you right now. So you better be a good god, good god, and eat them off. You ready to suck a dick? You're this eager. You can't wait.
Let's do it.
Okay, so what I thought now is since he's been such a nice god and he got you away from those bees, the honey and everything, so that you want to give him a trophy. So you want to make sure that trophy is the tallest trophy that you can find. So I figure what you're going to do is sit over there for a minute and watch a little motivational material. And then once your trophy's at its tallest point, then we'll see if the bees come back and attack again. Then he has to save you one more time from the bees. Looks like you got quite the trophy there for him to.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, well, do you want a gummy bear as a reason to have to go for it, or
a gummy bear?
Or you just want to just see how far you can get it?
See how far? We'll see.
So anyway, so last time you were the god with them, Max and Tucker. They like totally just nibble on you and treated you like you were. The pretty boy that you are.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do with this guy.
Yeah, well, I think you might have been looking at my notes, but so I knew you guys were doing something before we started. So treat him like a girl of yours, you know, be romantic, undress him, do your thing. And then
I think Tom's ready to get started.
Yeah.
I think so. And then for the finish, I figured Petey would partake of the nectar of the gods, so to speak. So.
What's that mean? I'm gonna drink wine?
Yeah, the nectar of the gods. I don't think it's wine. I think it's something a little creamier. So, yeah, I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Like half and half?
Uh-huh. And then, I figured that Tom could give Petey some nectar, but not drink the nectar. He's still new. Give it a little easy. Oh, unless you want to drink, you can go for it.
I think the first idea is okay.
It's not that bad, man.
Listen.
It's just like tequila.
So. Okay, yeah. Go for it.
Let's take this off.